Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast with your host, Jen, and me, Joe.
Are you my brother?
What's up, my sister?
What's up, my brother? How are ya?
Another show. We are here for another show.
Another week, and here we are.
Another busy, busy week.
Oh, my gosh.
I had some calls. I made some coffin-shaped bat houses this week for some people. They loved them. And I met up with some more doctors this week, got some stuff going. It's a really busy week.
Remind our listeners why you meet with doctors every week.
Okay, so I'm an accounts manager for International Genetics Labs, and we work through a company called PGXL, which is a pharmacogenetics lab. And we do pharmacogenetic testing through doctors on their patients so that the doctors can customize the treatments for individual patients. It's just when you go to these doctors and they give you medications, these tests will tell the doctors how those medications are going to react in the body. So it's just something really good and it's extremely important for today's medicine to get these tests done.
Great. That's awesome. How can people get a hold of you if they want to get their doctor to do this for you?
They can email me at, get this email. It's really hard to remember. It's joe@joeshortridge.com.
That's very dot complicated.
Yes, I used my old photography webpage as my email address. So, yeah, you know, if you're a doctor and you want to do the pharmacogenetic testing, or if you're a person that's on three or more medications, on any kind of pain medication, heart medications are huge. Anybody mm-hmm. that's on like any kind of heart medication, really, and psych, if you're a psych patient and you don't feel that you're getting the right responses from the drugs, get a hold of me. And, you know, if you're out of my area, I really don't have a set area, but if you're out of the way and we have reps in your area, we'll just send one of them over or I'll talk to you.
It's great. It really helps people and gives them peace of mind to know that they won't be over or under medicated.
Yeah, because it's big. I mean, it's a huge thing. And like I say, get a hold of me. I'll talk to you about it and I'll get the test kit and everything for your doctor.
Is there any cost to the patient?
No. That's one cool thing is... Yeah. We call it no out-of-pocket for the patient and really no out-of-pocket for the doctors either because we give them the test and everything.
Yeah.
And it's just a simple five-minute test. It's just a mouth swab. They rub a Q-tip looking thing inside mm-hmm. your mouth,
so it's,
send that to the lab, and in 9 days, the doctor can tell how that medication is going to work in your
really
body.
It's really a win-win. It's no pocket out of the patient's, cost out of the patient's pocket. The doctor mm-hmm. doesn't, no cost to them. It's
yeah.
And you pay for all the shipping. So they just do the test
exactly.
and send it in.
Exactly.
That's great. That's really helpful. It's
saving people's lives.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So on today's show, we are going to talk about guardian angels. Last week
excited.
We did angels. This week it's the guardian angels.
Yes. I am so excited. We've really been wanting to bring this topic to you and share some personal stories. And really, it's just, and Joe's looking at me funny because I'm psychotic, but that's okay.
No, I had
you didn't
my notes.
Ask me about my week.
I was going to say, that's what I was looking at my notes. I'm like, that was my week. How'd your week? Hey, Jen, how did your week go?
Well, let's see. It started off, I have a terrible cold, so I apologize if my throat is raspy. I sound like I smoked menthols.
Have another Marlboro.
A Marlboro, sorry, folks. But anyways, I just had a terrible cold and I've been down and out, but I'm getting better. I'm on the mend. And I had a really, really busy week. We do something very exciting at my job every year. We sponsor a party for military families at an Air Force base up in Michigan. And we put the whole thing on at no expense to the soldiers. And we have music and food. And they can just come in and have a Christmas celebration. Because a lot of these people are away from their families. They're on base. And, you know, they've maybe been deployed and just came back. And, you know, military families are struggling. You know, they don't pay a lot. So we put this on and we just have a really, really great time. And I'm in charge of all the Santa station. So I buy all the gifts for the kids. And so every child gets a Christmas present. And I this year I had to buy 1,200 gifts. So I had like 9 shopping carts full of toys. And the people in the store were like, you must have a lot of kids. And I was like, no, I don't have any children. But I'm buying gifts for the military family.
All your baby
daddies,
kids.
Yeah, all 9 of them. I wish.
But I went that one year. it was what, about 5 years ago I went, and it was huge. You guys put on a huge party, and it's at the base, so
it's in an airplane hangar. Yeah. And it's just a great way to give back to all the servicemen and women who have dedicated their lives to keeping us free and our freedom. And I just enjoy it because there's so many smiling faces and they're so appreciative because a lot of them don't have any family here. And it's just a way for everybody to come by and celebrate and just have one day where they can just relax and unwind, listen to music and eat a really good meal and you know, there's a bounce house and a basketball hoops, and it's just
yeah, the kids just go nuts.
Oh, they just love it, and it's cool. Santa comes to visit. So
yeah, just, I was gonna say that when I was there, kids were running everywhere, but the minute Santa walked in that door, Santa! It was like a huge wave. Yeah.
Oh, they were just yeah, they love Santa. So anyway, so that was my week. It was just really busy working on that and preparing for the show and all the other fun stuff. I put my Christmas tree up and only one string of the light, it's a pre-lit tree that my dear friend, she gave to me, and only half of the lights worked, and I was just so frustrated. I said, forget it, I'm going to bed. I just gave up on it. Had one ornament on it and a few lights that worked, and I said, forget it, I just went to bed. Tomorrow's another day.
That's right. And one thing also I want to mention is if everybody noticed that we now have a YouTube channel.
Oh, so exciting.
And the bigger news is we announced there that we are now members of iHeartRadio.
Yes.
We are part of the iHeartRadio family.
We are.
It's awesome.
Me and Justin Bieber are like this.
That's right. Yeah.
So if all his listeners come and listen to our podcast, we'll be top ranked.
Do you know who else is on iHeartRadio?
Who?
Nickelback.
Oh, speaking of Nickelback, yeah. Don't you have a fun story? Yes, yes.
You know, you shouldn't drink and drive.
No.
And way back, I've done a lot of it. There's times where I shouldn't have been driving, but at least
I did.
It was
a long time ago.
Yeah. At least I didn't live up in Canada, where now not only do they get punished by the fines and they lose their license and everything, on the way to jail, the cops in Canada are now blasting Nickelback in their cruisers to deter drunk driving.
Oh, man, I will never drink and drive if I have to listen to Nickelback.
The town of Kingston has came up with this genius plan to not only give the drunk drivers a free ride to jail, they give them a free concert in their specially modified cars to crank up Nickelback and rock out all the way to jail.
There's not enough alcohol in the world for me to get in that cop car.
Because we all know that Nickelback does not rock. I thought that was great. But at least it's not Florida. I mean, I what can happen in Florida?
Okay, well, let me tell you what happens in Florida from our True Tales from Florida. Okay, a Florida man is being sought by authority. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through this. It's hilarious. Is being sought by authority. Being sought by authorities after he left a strip club, fell out of his truck, and ran himself over before running off when the vehicle ran into a house and injured a woman who was inside the house.
So not only did he get to go to a strip club, he got to run himself over with his own truck and run into a lady sitting in her living room watching TV.
The 28-year-old Castleberry man left an Orange County area strip club at 2:15 in the morning on Tuesday. While driving off, he fell out of his pickup truck, the Orlando Sentinel reports. The truck ran over his leg after he fell out and began to roll, crashing into the front of a house. The 58-year-old woman inside the house was injured when the man fled the scene before authorities arrived. Investigators found the damaged truck and identification in the vehicle, but were unable to locate the man at the listed address.
And Nickelback was cranked up in his truck.
No alligators were harmed.
No Florida man had the alligators.
Yeah, like, why wouldn't you take your alligator to the strip club?
Yeah.
Take it all off. glitter for everybody. Maybe they were playing Nickelback and he was fleeing because they played That's Nickelback.
Possible. It's a good thing.
He's still being sought by authorities, by the way.
So the elderly woman must have had her guardian angel by her.
She must have, because she was only had minor injuries and wasn't taken to the hospital.
So speaking about guardian angels, like we said, that is our topic for it today. Is. And as I get more professional and talk different.
Bum, 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 bum. Dun, dun. Okay.
So anyhow, guardian angels.
Tell us what they are, Joseph.
I'm going to tell you.
Tell me now. Tell me now.
Okay, so everybody has a guardian angel with no exceptions, even if you like Nickelback. I'm going.
Okay,
I'm
going. Keep going. Keep going. Going. Go, 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 okay. go, go.
All right.
How you doing?
So anyhow, okay, like we said, let's get more professional here.
No, why? It's our show. We can do whatever we
Everybody
want.
Has a guardian angel, no matter what, no matter what religion they are, all that jazz. And your guardian angel is actually with you from birth to death.
Wow.
Yeah.
The whole time.
The whole time.
Even when you're going potty?
Every time. That's And you know what? I was thinking about that. If you're out drinking
and listening to Nickelback, yeah. Is your guardian angel like Nickelback? We're not trying to pick up Nickelback, but we are.
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder if they'll sue us.
They don't listen to the show. Oh. They're too cool to listen to our show.
That's true. And they're in Canada, so.
Yeah.
Maybe they're on iHeartRadio like we are.
iHeartRadio.
Okay, so anyways.
So guardian angels are with us every day from the beginning of life. And
what's the difference between an angel and a guardian angel?
Well, the guardian angels are, like we say, the guardians of the humans or, you know, of
so
us.
So they're assigned to a particular person.
Each one is assigned to it. And you don't want to confuse them with spirit guides.
Okay.
Okay, the big difference is a guardian angel has never taken human form.
Oh, okay.
To where a spirit guide actually has. And lots of times your spirit guides are, I mean, they're all relatives or dear friends or that, but most of the time it's relatives and people that have been with you your whole life.
Okay.
They become your spirit guides because you're not going to die and become a guardian angel.
Okay. But you could become a spirit guide once you pass on.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
To somebody else.
And I think we mentioned it last week that angels were never human form. That all comes back. There's a spirit guide. And people say that spirit guides are angels, and in a way they are. Because they take angel form because their pure energy become light.
Well, do guardian angels, don't they appear a brighter, have like a brighter aura than
brighter
a spirit guide?
Or even like a bluish tint? Because remember how we were talking before the show about how you would see the blue orbs? You know, and that could be a guardian angel because they do show up to people in different forms. Not all the time that they will show up as a person, but they have showed up in people's lives as people. And it, like we said in last week's show, that they really don't have any form to them, so they can take any form that they feel is necessary for you to see. You know, guardian angels communicate to us through thoughts, images, and feelings, and like I said before, on rare occasions, come to us as people and speak to us with words.
Right.
You know, it's...
Well, I have a story here. This one's really interesting, and it's about a guardian angel, and it's called the Angel on the Cliff.
Okay.
It's a mother and a grandma, and this child. Now, this is somebody retelling the story as an adult, but what happened to them when they were a child. So my grandma, mom, and I were driving to British Columbia for Easter, and I needed to get out of the car and run a play as I was about 6 years old. We stopped at the Columbia ice fields and decided to go for a walk. I was running ahead, and my mom yelled at me to slow down. Just as I turned to see where they were, I saw my grandma fall and start sliding towards a cliff.
Okay.
My mom caught her, but they had already had so much momentum and they weren't stopping. We were all screaming at the top of our lungs, but no one was around. As grandma and mom slid towards the edge of the cliff, two men who could barely speak English in full climbing gear that you wouldn't need for a hike out there appeared out of nowhere and grabbed my mom just as she was losing grandma over the edge and lifted grandma like she was a feather. Both were battered and beaten, but alive. Just as they got to their feet, I went running to them, and as fast as they were there, the two men were gone. I know who they were and my mom and grandma were pretty sure what happened to them. I will always be grateful to those men, angels. Because of them, I didn't lose the only family I had.
Yeah, you hear that a lot. I know you're going to give us a couple of stories at the closer to the end here, mm-hmm. but you hear that a lot. And guardian angels, they actually can, I mean, they can actually move faster than Superman.
It's sometimes you think of like it, that voice in your head, like, you know, maybe I shouldn't talk to this person. Or, you know, have you ever like went to leave your house and something, you don't know what, you just stop yourself, or you just mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm just going to stay for 5 more minutes and then I'm going to leave. Yeah. Have you ever had that feeling?
Oh, yeah. And how many times have, like, I do it all the time and I'm just klutzy, but I'll go to leave the house and I'll always forget something. And I have to come back in. And mm-hmm. it's something that obviously I put right by my front door. I have a speaker that I throw everything on that I need to take with me. I'll forget it. And I'll come back. And times like that, you may not even know, but you could get down to the end of the road. And by you not leaving then, you had a chance to get in a wreck or win anything. It saved you from getting in a wreck. And like I said, angels or guardian angels are known to move extremely fast because they basically, angels are not bound by material bodies, so they move by the spirit of their thoughts. Okay. In other words, they can be anywhere at any time.
So I'll share my story with you about an experience. It's just exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
I was working for a sweeping company, and I was probably 27, 28 years old at the time, and I had been out the night before, and I don't know, I think it was a Thursday or something.
Nickelback
so.
Thursday?
Yeah, Nickelback Thursday. Having a few cocktails while I got up late. And I was rushing around, and I was like, oh my God, I gotta take a shower. So I get in the shower, and the water was so hot, and I was, and you know how you're just hurrying, and you like get up and get in the shower, and the blood started pumping so fast out to the outer core because of the water being so hot that my heart started had to beating faster
yep.
to flow the, you know, blood through the core to get up to my brain. Well, it flowed so fast that it made me pass out.
Yeah.
So I passed out in the shower, and I stood up and I passed out again. And when I did, I fell forward and I hit my face, and I was laying in the bottom of the bathtub. And when I woke up, there was no water. The water had been turned off. Now, in my parents' house, the bathtub used to flood, you know, like it wouldn't drain down
yeah.
right away. Well, when I woke up, there was no water at the bottom of the tub.
Okay.
I could have drowned.
Yeah.
I should have drowned.
Yeah.
But the water was turned off. And so I stood up, and my mom came rushing in because she had heard the bang, and she picked me up, and I fainted again.
Okay.
And so my parents were panicking, you know, here I am naked, and they're trying to help me. So get me to the bed, and I'm like, I'm okay. I just want to lay here for a while. And they're like on the phone, and my mom's like, what's that number? She couldn't remember the number to 911. So finally she dials 911, and I'm like, no, I'm okay. I just want to lay here. And they're like, no, you've hit your head. You have a, you know, possibly, you know, concussion or brain yeah. injury. So I'm like yelling at my mom, get me some clothes. So she gets me a t-shirt and some shorts, and the firemen come in, and it's so embarrassing because, like, here I am, my face is all busted up. I got, like, conditioner stuck in my hair. And they're like, well, we want to take you in because you've fallen and hit your head. And I'm like, okay. By this time, I'm so embarrassed. There's the school buses in front of the house, the ambulance, the rescue squad. They're taking me out in the stretcher. All the neighbors come out because they think maybe something happened to my parents. And
there was a school bus there?
Yeah, it was stuck because the school bus was stuck. It couldn't go anywhere because the ambulance had come in one way and the
fire truck
had come in the other way. And so here's all these people watching, and here I am, wet hair, makeup run down my face, you know, because I mm-hmm. slept in my makeup the night before. Face busted.
Nickelback drunk.
Face busted up because I had fell forward and hit my face. And they take me to the hospital. And I was like, oh, God, why is this happening to me? Why did I, you know, like, just, you know, like, it hurt. I was strapped to the headboard.
Yep.
It hurt so bad. It hurt more from them taping me down, mm-hmm. the back of my head hurts so bad. And I hadn't hit the back of my head that I know of. I might have because I stood up and fell a couple of times. It was more, it was just, you know, I'm like, oh, I was embarrassed and it hurt and my head was like, woo. So I get in there and I'm in the ER and I'm laying there forever, you know, because like they don't see you right away. You know, you're just laying there and laying there like, what is going on? And I'm telling you, it was like 30 minutes go by and they bring this guy in to the room next to me and they're really like rushing around and he's in critical condition and they're working on him and I overhear them. He was going through the intersection that I go through every single morning to go to work at the exact time that I always went through that intersection and he fell asleep and he crashed his car.
Okay.
I would have been T-boned by him.
Yeah.
At that exact time if I had not fallen. So it's just like the strangest thing. Although I went through something tragic, I think my guardian angel stepped in and that happened to prevent me from being T-boned and killed right at that exact time, exact spot where I go through the intersection single morning.
So basically your guardian angel beat the crap out of you, knocked you down in the tub three times so that you didn't go through that intersection.
Yeah. Yeah. So he fell asleep. He was speeding. He fell asleep. He didn't hit anybody. He fell asleep and veered off into a pole.
Yeah.
But
you could have
at the exact time that I always go through that intersection is when his accident happened, mm-hmm. which is so bizarre.
So your guardian angel could have prevented that by doing so. I mean, obviously falling in the tub and hurting yourself.
Which, you know, I just
makes for a good story.
It's just, you know, strange things happen in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
Although we don't understand. And yeah, I had to go through all that. The positive part was there could have been another outcome of that.
Yes, exactly.
So blessing in disguise, but definitely had somebody looking out for me that day.
Yeah, you never know. You never know the situation until afterwards.
Yeah, but I was fine. Just busted my face a little bit, cracked a tooth.
Cracked a tooth.
My front tooth.
She tried to get a gold one, but they wouldn't put it on.
I was going to sing that song by the Beastie Boys, but I won't. No. The girl with a gold tooth. So anyway, so, you know, it's just, I just, you know, from personal experiences, it's just, I definitely believe that we all have a guardian angel and,
they're always with you. That's what they say. I mean, it's said that the guardian angel is mm-hmm. with you all the time, but they,
so if you,
once again, they can't make you do something. They guide you.
Right. So, you know, I think you can always call upon them when you need them and they'll always come. But, you know, like it's a personal thing. So, you know, do they have names? Can you name them?
Well, you're not supposed to name your guardian angels because they do have names, but those are given to them
mm-hmm.
by the Holy Mother Church, or I shouldn't say the Holy Mother Church. It's given to them by God, you know, and we did mention some names in last week's show that we could not pronounce.
That was fun.
And so, yeah, they do have names.
Yeah. But you know, like my mom says, she says, you can name your guardian angel. So when you are in need, you can call upon them.
Because doing my research, I went over a few times that they said you cannot name your guardian angel. But, you know,
I think
who cares?
If you
want to name it something, name your guardian angel something.
You know, like you would have a personal relationship with your spirit guide.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you have that personal, like, relationship, friendship with your guardian angel?
Exactly.
You know, they know your name. Why don't you give them a name? It may not be the name that God given to them, but that's, you know, like how you relate to them.
Exactly. And they know that you are addressing them by that name.
Have you ever had that gut feeling or that sense of, okay, I shouldn't go somewhere, or that weird feeling like somebody's following you and you just know, like, okay, don't go here. You hear that voice in your head, you know, turn right or get your keys out. Or,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I think that is.
That is how they guide people, because, like I said, they can't speak to you, but they contact us through feelings, thoughts.
So,
and there's many stories of people driving down the road, and all of a sudden the steering wheel just veers, and if they have to fight the steering wheel, next thing I know, they veered out of the way of an accident or something. Many stories like that that we've read. And doing the research, I found a bunch of stories and way too many to read.
Did we mention the story last week about the two girls and the battery in the car?
I think you did.
Did I? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I won't tell everybody that one again. But here's one. And this is just a short one. And I just think this is kind of a sweet story. In the Hands of an Angel. It says, when I was 7 years old, my five-year-old cousin was very sick and my parents would never tell me what was wrong. Years later, I found out that he had had cancer. My parents told me after he died not to talk about him. Everything was hush-hush and I was devastated and no one would tell me where Chetty went. Whenever my family were together for visits, they always wanted me to go out and swing with him. So after he died, we went to his house for a visit and I was so lonely. I decided to go outside and swing. As I sat there, I remembered how it used to be. Chetty walked up to me and an angel was holding his hand. She was a long blonde hair and dressed in a long white gown. She never said a word, just smiled. But Chetty looked at me and said, I'm not in pain no more. He and the angel turned and walked away and they simply faded.
I've heard of that story before. And I've heard a lot of stories about people seeing angels guiding people and stuff. So was it the angel or was it the spirit guide? Because they, you know, like it said in the Bible that you cannot see your guardian angel, but you could see your spirit guide. So maybe that was the spirit guide guiding them.
I would think it would be the opposite. Like you'd be able to see your angel, but you can't see your spirit guide.
Yeah, now that I think about it, maybe. And I know we've been talking. I mean, we really haven't been in order with this. I mean, kind of jumping around and stuff, but like we've said in other shows about the last week's show about angels, is as far back as written time, people have been talking about their guardian angels. And even like in the medieval times, it was believed that each person was assigned a guardian angel and a demon. And the guardian angel was there to basically protect us from the demon who was trying to control us to do harm or whatever. And it's interesting because in the Bible, I ran across a term called shoulder angel, and that's basically the same thing. They're shoulder angels. Like
all the cartoons we watch when we were little.
Exactly. It's kind of weird that they put that in there, but that's basically what they are, you know? They're shoulder angels, the demons there to make you eat that extra piece of chocolate cake.
Yes.
And the angels, no, do not eat the other piece of cake.
Is 7 pieces of cake too much?
Yeah, never too much. And each guardian angel are completely unique. Mm-hmm. They all have their own characteristics. They're all smart. And they don't get bored because they're in a separate celestial plane because there's no time.
Okay.
There's no beginning, there's no end, you know, it's just there. And that's how they can also, you know, having no time is how they can appear to someone so fast when they're needed upon.
Yeah.
And they don't have gender, of course. But one weird thing is that they appear to women more than men.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And they're basically here to inspire us. But like I said, they appear to people sometimes as if they were living human beings because they only appear to you as you want them to relate to you. You know what I mean? Do you understand? I mean,
sure.
It's, you're not going to have a beam of light come down and you're going to say, oh, okay. But instead, there's the actual person. Like, it's weird because I mentioned at the beginning of the show that they don't appear to us as people, but they do. I mean, like you had that story earlier about the girl and her grandmother that fell. Well, I know you have a story that you want to talk about, and I don't per se remember this when it happened, but why don't you go ahead and tell the listener about
what happened. So here's my story and I'm sticking to it. We were at Hocking Hills, which is a state park in southern Ohio, and my whole family was there. I have 5 brothers and sisters. So it was my mom and dad, my brother Rick, he's the oldest, and my sister Diana, my brother Bill, my sister Peggy, and then Joe, the host of the show. And then
the
me.
The cool one.
Yeah, the coolest.
Rocking
so,
out with some Nickelback, folks.
There's no Nickelback in the story. No. Okay, so we were in Hocking Hills, and we were walking along one of the paths. Now, this is in the 70s, so I was probably, I want to say between 3 and 4 years old. I can't remember exactly, but I think I was about 4 years old, and we were walking along this path, and it was way up.
Okay, so Hocking Hills is in southern Ohio.
Right.
And it's just, you wouldn't think that there'd be cliffs and stuff, but mm-hmm. down there's a lot of cliffs.
Yep.
I don't know the particular path that we were on, but I remember by talking to Mom and Dad and hearing mm-hmm. your story is the path was really narrow, and you had a cliff going up on one side and a cliff going down on the other, and our parents, being the good parents that they are, were taking us little kids down these paths.
Yep. So it was Mom and Dad, then all my brothers and sisters, and I was the very last okay. one. And so, you know, it's sheer cliff up one way, sheer cliff down the other. And I still remember to this day, I remember looking down and seeing my foot over the cliff.
Okay.
I just remember my foot being over the cliff. And I went to step, and I was going to step off the cliff. And mind you, I'm in the back of the pack. There's, what, 7 other people in front yeah. of me. So I kind of, I don't know if I made a noise or yelled or what, but a guy came out of nowhere, grabbed me, and pulled me back onto the path. And I turned around. I remember I was little, you know, I was probably, what, you know, 2 feet high or something. And I looked up, and he had on bell-bottom jeans, because it was the 70s, a leather belt with a buckle, a red and black plaid shirt. He had like an afro, a brown afro, and like 70s glasses, and he was smiling, and he pulled me back onto the cliff, and then he was gone. He just disappeared, and everybody turned around, and he was gone. There was nowhere he could have gone.
Yeah, because it's...
That you would not have seen him, because like, it was just a path.
Yeah.
And I just, you can't explain it.
And and the way Mom was saying that, they turned around, they saw him grab you and
mm-hmm. pull me onto the...
Pull you back onto the path. They turned.
And he was gone.
And then he was gone. Gone. I don't want to say turn, but the way Mom explained it is mm-hmm. they looked down at you to make sure you were okay. And mm-hmm. just as they looked up, he was not there.
Yeah.
And there's nowhere for him to go.
Absolutely nowhere. Nowhere that he could have gone.
Yeah.
And I remember he was smiling, and I don't know, just to me, it was Jesus.
Yeah.
It was like the face of Jesus, okay. but he had an afro, a 70s brown afro.
Yeah, because it was the 70s.
At that
cool.
time, that's what all the guys look like, you know, like Bob Ross or something. Happy little trees. Happy little Jennifer. She didn't step off a cliff.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, still to this day, I just always remember seeing my foot over the edge and then just this smile on his face.
Interesting.
And then he's gone. Yeah. So.
Yeah. And I remember we were talking about angels last week, and we mentioned a mom, and she brought that up, and that's mm-hmm. how it kind of reminded me of, because I don't remember any of it, obviously.
Yeah. Why not?
Because I don't remember. I can't remember yesterday.
I know, me neither. We should get hypnotized so we can remember. So. Oh, it's a bad word. Might have to edit that out.
Get a past life regression again.
You know what? I think that would be so interesting.
I'd do it.
Yeah, definitely. I would love to do it. I just don't want to pay $85 for it.
I know. So when we do the psychic fair, forget what date that was, but I was looking. There's a psychic fair that I was thinking about doing a live event at.
Yeah.
So maybe we could convince one of them to do it. But
on our show.
We could do it on our show, but the problem with that is I'm worried that they're going to make me dance naked or something.
No, that's hypnotizing.
And it's not even in Walmart, you know?
That's well, you just do that every day.
Yeah.
You just bring deer in carts into Walmart.
As once again, we go off in this rabbit hole. We're supposed to be talking about guardian angels. And
yes. Well, maybe our guardian angels, you know, they have sense of humor.
Oh,
they're
yeah,
just laughing.
They have to laugh at us all day long.
But anyways, okay. Well, you know, that's just my story. I'm sticking to it.
Yeah. That's a great example of they say that they appear to you as something that you can relate to.
Yeah, because, you know, a four-year-old child isn't going to, would be scared of something.
And that's a great example. Let's say.
But at that time, you know, you're learning about, and well, we were raised Catholic, so we were learning about Jesus. So that, to me, he were,
it looked like Jesus.
Looked like Jesus, but he had an afro.
Yeah.
70s fro. Like, and, cool.
Okay,
like,
so let's,
like a rock star, you know? Like,
yeah. So let's look at this example.
Okay.
Okay, so let's say the same scenario happened, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden just this beam of light came down at you. I mean, that could have scared you more.
Yeah, it could have fell off.
Yeah, by him just appearing and grabbing you,
mm-hmm.
saved you.
And I remember physically feeling the hands on my shoulders pull, you know, I just actually moved.
Yeah, they
like
can't
the
see
viewers could see that.
They're not viewers or listeners.
Oh.
If they're viewers, they would see it.
Yeah.
But yeah, he just reached down and even
grabbed
with
both my shoulders and pulled me in.
Yeah. And like in the story that you talked about earlier, it mentioned that they grabbed them like they were the weight of a feather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just put them back in the right path, which they put, he put you right in the path.
Yep. Literally. Yeah. Onto a path.
That's what I mean.
Do you remember that Dad found that rock? Okay, so this is the 70s. My dad is a very strapping young man. He found this like 30-pound rock, mm-hmm. in Hocking Hills and carried the rock for miles on these paths. And he still has it today. Yep. It's in his front yard.
It's in the front yard. We can take a picture of it and I'll put it up on Facebook.
The rock.
And
we should have him tell his story about the rock.
Was that the same trip?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so, yeah.
So maybe the guardian angel put it in Dad's head that he has to carry that rock.
Yeah.
That was probably the same weight as you.
I want a rock! Rock! Oh.
It was probably the same weight that you weighed then.
Yeah.
Because, what, 30 pounds?
Yeah, about that.
25,
yeah.
30 pounds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now that is his rock.
I'd like to lose 25 to 30 pounds.
You will. We've already started our diet stuff, so.
Yay.
Before our live events.
Yay. All right, Joey, what else? We got some shout outs.
Yeah,
wanna
we
give
got
shout outs. Okay, so I want to first, while Joe finds his shout outs, I just want to give a shout out to all our new friends who have liked our Facebook page. We have, wow, just a ton of people have stopped by, are liking our page, are listening to our podcasts. I can't believe the amount of downloads we had this month. It's just amazing.
Yeah, we did really good. I mean, I don't want to say we did really good. Hey! But I'm just glad that we're able to get the word out about the paranormal.
You know what? It's just our take on it, and we just love doing the show, and we love bringing our stories to her, and we hope you guys are enjoying it, too, and, you know, just keep on listening.
That's right. And I want to give a shout out. I know we did before,
mm-hmm.
but I want to give a shout out to somebody that's going to be very brave.
Ooh.
And
ooh.
He is going to take on an adventure one night that might be very trying for him. I want to give a
You're going on a date?
No.
Oh.
I want to give a big shout out to Rodney, who's going to have a show. It's December 8th, I believe.
Yeah.
And he's going to have a very special guest on. His show is called
special.
Within the Chaos. And you can go up on Facebook on his Facebook page. And it'll give you the time and date of a very special guest that's going to be on there.
Who is it?
I believe her name is Jennifer Shortridge.
It's me!
Yeah, so I wanted to put out the plug again so everybody can listen to Rodney's show and listen to you. December 8th.
Am I that interesting?
I don't know.
Yes, I am.
And it's going to air at 10 o'clock.
10 p.m. Central Time. And it's called Within the Chaos. You can call in. You can listen in. You can listen through the internet. You could dial in the phone and listen.
Are they going to have callers call in?
Yes, people can call in and ask me questions. I won't answer all of them. I'm sure there may be some secrets I like to keep, but no, I'm just kidding. But it'll be fun.
Well, that's pretty lucky then that I'll be stuck at work, so I won't be able to call in or act like a caller.
Oh, great.
Hi.
Wah, wah, wah.
This is Tony, and
I'll know
I want to know,
No.
So anyways, I just wanted to put out, I don't really have anybody to shout out to this week. I just wanted to let everybody know that Jen is going to be on Within the Chaos with Rodney Shortridge December 8th.
December 8th at 10 p.m.
Okay.
All right, Joe, I just wanted to give one other quick word.
Go ahead.
All right. So, as you know, we now have our own YouTube channel, and yes. I just want everybody to go and subscribe to our YouTube channel and listen to our podcast. And there is, I don't know if everybody saw the video of the orb shooting out of my head.
I forgot about that.
Multiple times. And yeah, it's just really interesting. And the camera adds 30 pounds, by the way. But but yeah, just an interesting video that we have up there if everybody wants to go over and check it out.
Definitely go up there and check out that video and leave us a comment, you know, and definitely subscribe. That's a big thing. We keep saying
it means the world to us.
Yeah, it gets us up in the rankings, blah, 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 all that. So get on there and subscribe and watch the videos. I did post some of our shows on there, so you can listen to the shows on YouTube also.
Yep.
And just have fun. And there's a couple videos up there of us looking goofy.
And if you want to binge listen, you can do that. You know, just turn it on and listen to show after show after show of us being just the fantastic hosts we are.
But anyways, I want to thank everybody for listening this week.
Thanks, everybody.
And like we said, get up there wherever you get your podcast from and leave us a positive rating and review. And we'll see you, or we'll talk to you.
You'll hear from us.
You'll hear from
all
us.
All right, goodbye.
Next week. Thanks a lot, everyone.
Happy holidays.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Huh.
Bye-bye.
See ya.